Lesson 17. The Price of Life. Tragedies always leave great pain and loss to people. Sometimes, the grief of the victim's family members lasts as long as they live. Some tragedies were so great that they were written in history, and people who read them still groan and sigh. Some tragedies, while leaving pain and loss, are able to bring some beneficial changes to the people or society who suffered from the loss. The death of Romeo and Juliet, for instance, made two rivaling families reconcile. Another example, the great ship Titanic went down in the icy water of the North Atlantic on her first voyage with a loss of 1,500 lives. Its tragic sinking greatly strengthened the safety guidelines on ships, so people in shipwrecks can be saved on time. A young artist returning from an internet bar was stopped by policemen in the street late one night. As he did not have his identity card with him, he was taken to the police station as a stroller. For some unknown reason, the police refused the request of his boss and roommate to take him back, despite of their showing his ID card. He was sent to a holding station for strollers, where he was put in a cell with several violent gangsters who beat him to death. The young man came from the countryside. His parents worked hard in the field to support his education in middle school, and his younger brother quit from school to work in a restaurant as a chef to support his study in college. His major was art, and after 4 years in college, he became a good artist. He had stayed in the city for just 20 days after getting his desired job. He was the only hope and pride of the poor farmer's family. Seeing his son's black and blue body, the father was told that his son had died from a heart attack. With the aid of an attorney, the young man's death was reported in a newspaper and got around all kinds of media. People's strong response attracted the attention of legal experts and high-level officials of legal authorities. An investigation of the case found out the actual events that transpired. The inflictors were sentenced to death or put in jail. The most important thing was that the law, which gave police the power to deprive freedom of people walking in the street, was ended. The young man's life and the family lifelong grief bartered the freedom of thousands of people, and more people will not have to lose their freedom, as the end of the law meant that thousands of holding stations, which could deprive the freedom of people, especially of the job immigrants from countryside, were closed.